Sometimes it takes a lot of work not to be a secondhand person. And what I mean by that is somebody who is repeating things based on news articles or even things you learned from your parents or things that you learned that you had drilled into you by friends that maybe you have respect for them and their opinions. And you start taking those opinions as your own, which is fine if you've looked into them. But I think what happens is you start repeating this stuff and then you start believing it too much and you never really know if it's true or not. So I noticed that when I hang around with my parents, sometimes there's stuff from my childhood where I've heard it repeated. So then I start to think that it's true because it was true for them and in their experience. And then I go and look at it for me and don't necessarily know if it's true. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. They could be different beliefs about, you know, how you move through the world or the way certain things work. And then when you're trading, investing, it's even more dangerous because you start to believe things that are commonly repeated about the trade war or about Tesla or about whatever. It doesn't matter, whatever you're interested in. The themes on the market for the day that you're trading, reasons why we're up or down. And instead of really looking into them and seeing if they make sense and if you can understand them and fit them into your strategy and the way you think, you just start believing and repeating things, sometimes passionately believing and repeating things that you really don't know if it's true. So I'm trying to do a much better job of recognizing when that happens and understanding that it might not even be my idea. It's almost like a thought that someone put out there and I just latched onto it. And since I've heard it enough times, it just becomes part of me or becomes mine. And I don't even necessarily want that to happen. And it just happens by accident. So I think that that's really important also, because when you can stop doing that and recognize that you need to study those things and analyze them before you accept them as truth, it makes your process for what you're doing a lot more sound, because you've looked into it and you can sit there and say, well, I've heard this a lot and it actually has a lot of truth, or for whatever reason. So, and at very least, if you don't do that, at least you can go around and not be repeating those things or internalizing those things and getting into trouble because you think they're true, but you don't really know because someone said them who seems to be smart. To add a little bit more to this, you can think about, as you come up with stuff, you can think about if it's true to you at a deep level, almost a feeling or a knowing. Like an example of that in trading or investing would be when you know through your personality and your tendencies that if something goes against you a certain point and you planned on buying more, you can't do it if you have too many on. And you need to plan ahead of time to have a smaller position and then buy more at a lower position, because it's not averaging a loser, it's building a position, because you've already decided that. If you know you can't do that in the beginning, then you can't even think about doing it in real time. So you can make a better decision in the beginning because it's not going to work in real time. You can already see that because you know how you are. So that would be an example of knowing something deeply, having inner wisdom, knowing yourself. That's not something that's debatable with someone else, because someone else might not have that problem and they're able to execute that trade differently because of their personality and their skill sets. So, you know, no one can tell you that is right or wrong except for you. There's a ton of different examples of that. It could be a prolonged down period or a drawdown that affects you. You get really negative and someone else can kind of see the bigger picture. Someone else can get really aggressive at the right time. Other people are going to stay conservative and not be able to do those kind of trades in a momentum market. This is all self-knowledge, a deeper wisdom of how it really works for you that can't be picked up by someone else. And that's in contrast with the other stuff that I talked about in the previous recording, which was stuff you pick up from other people. It's always good to do squats in the gym. It's always good to do deadlifts. Well, what if you have a bad back and it always hurts your knees? Then it's not always good for you. And things like that, like picking up those things and forcing things that just don't make sense for you. And I think that's probably the most important thing, honestly, that you can figure out when you're doing this kind of work, is to know how you can operate effectively and stop breaking those rules. Or if you don't know, then you're still learning to understand yourself. But at some point you figure out that it's better to just go with the way it works for you. And then as you grow your skills, you can make little changes to that, but you can't be somebody else. You can't. Maybe the most optimal thing to do rationally just won't work for you because that's not how you're wired, and that's totally fine. So that's the, I think, the more practical way that I use this.